Good morning. How you doing?
Thanks for joining us. You know, we're talking about this team going forward, and what is your mindset going into this game on Sunday?
We're going out there with the mindset to win. You know, we really don't want to head into the playoffs after a loss, so I think everybody that's healthy and able to play will play.
Gerard, we talked. I actually talked a little bit about this with you the other day. How much of your success is tied up this year, anyway, is tied up in someone like Vince Wilfork being able to keep it clean up front?
You know, all those guys up front have done a good job all year as far as you know, keeping those offensive linemen off the second level. So, you know, a lot of my success I owe to those guys.
Specifically, Wilfork. I mean, you have the front row seat for what Vince has been doing this year, and you know he's in the middle of everything, and he's played a ton. What can you tell us about how he's elevated his game this year to help the defense play as well as it has progressed here throughout the season?
You know, he's the centerpiece of this defense. You know, in the 34 defense, the nose is always, you know, always getting double teamed, always getting chipped and things like that. But you know, the way this defense has progressed over the season, you know, a lot of that, you know, starts with him. And like you said, him playing all those snaps, you know, at different spots on the field, you know, he's played a little defensive end, played a little nose, is very impressive. And his conditioning at his size was pretty impressive as well.
Gerard, we talked a little bit about the leadership of the locker room and how things seem a little bit different this year than it was last year. How have you seen some of the young guys, particularly, you know, even like yourself, step forward and start to really assert themselves in more of a leadership role this year?
You know, I think guys are becoming more comfortable with each other. You know, the camaraderie that we've built over the course of the season. You know, after that Cleveland game, you know, guys, you know, had it been, you know, another year, guys might have went into a funk. But this year, you know, guys really learned a lot from that film and bounced back, and we've been on a roll ever since.
Gerard, when you think about the leadership that you've been able to provide, were you kind of in many ways waiting your turn? Because you play a position that just naturally in football, people look to you to be a leader on the team. But do you feel like when you're in the locker room, as far as, you know, leading in all aspects for this team, that maybe you had to wait around a little bit in order to maybe have your voice be heard?
You know, a little bit. You know, I kind of felt like, you know, I needed to earn my stripes. When I first got here, we had guys like Teddy Bruschi and Rodney Harrison, who, you know, those guys had a lot of stripes. You know, they had been playing for a long time. So I kind of felt like I would lead more by example. And this year, I think I've been a little bit more vocal, you know, just based on the fact that I've been here and been playing a lot of football for the Patriots. So I feel like I'm still in the process of earning my stripes and hopefully it's the team.
Tell me a little bit about the feeling of landing your first Pro Bowl berth. I know that, you know, ideally you guys don't want to be going to the Pro Bowl. You know, you guys have bigger goals in mind. But at the same time, it's a nice notch in your belt, especially when you consider the other linebackers, the other inside, the other middle linebackers across the AFC.
You know, it's a great honor, you know, and at the same time, I give a lot of thanks to God, but these guys up front, like you said earlier in the interview, they've done an excellent job keeping me clean, you know, allowing me to go out there and run around and make a lot of tackles. So it's a great honor, and like you said, hopefully we're not playing in it. But I do appreciate that.
Yeah, Gerard, I have to apologize. I do have to introduce you, I think, by football law as Pro Bowler Gerard Mayo. So my apologies on that. How did you find out about the Pro Bowl?
Well, Coach Belichick let me know. He sent me a text, and we talked for a little bit, and you know, it was just a great day.
What did he say? Can you share some of that with us? Was it just a kind of, hey, you're in the Pro Bowl, or was it?
No, it's kind of, hey, you've been playing well this year, and you're getting a little recognition from it. And, you know, Coach, if anybody knows Coach Belichick, you don't really get too many compliments.
I was going to say, you probably don't get
so
too many.
It was a great day for me.
I was going to say, I thought you were going to say you don't get too many texts from Bill Belichick. I'm kind of taken aback by that, but I guess he's a you know, a coach of the 21st century after all.
Exactly.
Tell me a little bit about what you see from this Dolphins team on film. How have they changed since the first time you played them?
You know, this Dolphins team is still pretty much the same one we played the first time, but, you know, these guys can still run the football. They still have a lot of weapons. Best is doing an excellent job for them. They had a couple of injuries, which really kind of set them back, so now Best is kind of playing on the outside a little more, but he's still a go-to guy. This team still has a lot of fight in them, and I'm sure they're going to come out ready to play this week. You know, the division rivalry game is their last game, and they're trying to knock us off.
We touched on this a little bit before, Gerard, but the phrase that we always hear from Bill, especially in going into games like this, is that he tells you guys, be ready to play all 60 minutes. Has he told you that this week? What has been the approach with you guys this week when it comes from the coach?
Yeah, he's telling us, you know, be ready to go, and that's what we're doing. We're preparing like this is a regular game, like is, you know, like our record is 0-0. You know, we're going out there to try to win this game, and everybody, like I said, everybody that can play will play. So how much, we don't know, but we're preparing for 60 minutes.
All right, Gerard, finally, you know, you look at your individual numbers, 186 tackles, which is mind-blowing if you think about it, and we know you've given the credit to the guys up front. But as a group, defensively, we've talked throughout the season about building up as you go along. Do you get that sense still that you're still building to something, that you still have a lot that you can improve upon gearing up for this final regular season game and then after that the playoffs?
Oh, definitely. You know, we still have a young defense. I'm an old guy. I'm in my third year. So guys are still learning each and every week, and offenses are showing us different things each and every week. So I think it's good for us, especially heading to the playoffs. And I think this performance this Sunday is very vital to our success in the playoffs. So we're going out here trying to, you know, trying to pitch a shutout and win this game.
You're a young guy getting older, though. You've got a few stripes of your own now. I don't know how many stripes you have compared to Bruschi and Rodney.
I have one stripe. Those guys had about 20.
See, that's good. You got something to shoot for. Gerard, Happy New Year to you. Best of luck this weekend and into the playoffs. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Hey, thanks for having me. Happy New Year, guys.
All right, thank
Take care,
you.
Gerard.
That is Pro Bowler Gerard Mayo. I mean...